But no. No. I met Lulu Bell, and for the life of me, I can't see her leaving a dog to most likely roast to death or starve to death in the barrens. Especially not a dog she loved the way she loved Frank. No, LT hadn't been exaggerating about that. I saw them together, and I know. She could still be alive somewhere, technically speaking at least. LT's right about that. Just because I can't think of a scenario that would lead from that car with the door hanging open and the rearview mirror lying on the floor and the dog lying dead and crow-picked two rises away, just because I can't think of a scenario that would lead from that place near Caliente to some other place where Lulu Bell Sims sings or sews or blows truckers, safe and unknown, well, that doesn't mean that no such scenario exists. As I told LT, it isn't as though they found her body. They just found her car and the remains of the dog a little way from the car. Lulu Bell herself could be anywhere. You can see that. I couldn't sleep, and I felt thirsty. I got out of bed, went into the bathroom, and took the toothbrushes out of the glass we keep by the sink. I filled the glass with water. Then I sat down on the closed lid of the toilet and drank the water and thought about the sound that Siamese cats make, that weird crying, how it must sound good if you love them, how if you love them, it must sound like coming home.